Ulysses, James Joyce's 1922 epic, widely regarded as one of the most important works of modernist literature, takes the stage at Muhlenberg College in an adaptation that director James Peck describes as weird, sexy, and a little dangerous. Ulysses in Nighttown plays April 27th through the 30th to conclude Muhlenberg Theater Department's main stage season. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Peck says the production employs vivid imagery, unconventional storytelling techniques, and Joyce's own spectacularly vivid language. The play excerpts one lengthy episode of the novel, known to Joyce aficionados as the Circe episode, and takes place mostly in the red light district of Dublin. The play gives shape to the desires of the three characters at the heart of Ulysses, says Peck, a professor of theater at Muhlenberg College. It's surreal stream of consciousness. We go inside the minds of the characters. The play is coherent, but it's coherent in a way that dreams are coherent. At a fundamental level, Ulysses in Nighttown is a story of a friendship between two men dealing with loss, but the play, like the novel, hardly lends itself to simple synopsis. Peck says he was moved to direct the play by his storytelling challenges and by Joyce's linguistic virtuosity. I wanted to delve into that language in a way that creating a production for the stage forces you to do. Professor of theater at Muhlenberg College and directing Ulysses in Nighttown, James Peck.
This is a project that I've had on my radar for a long, long, long time. I first became aware of the script when I was in graduate school. At the time, I was interested in doing my own adaptation of this section of the novel that the play is from, the Circe chapter, and someone pointed it out to me that that had been done and pointed me to the script, and Marjorie Barkington, who did the adaptation, did a spectacular job. Then it became my desire to stage that. It's an extraordinarily challenging text, both the difficulty of the language and the density of Joyce's writing, combined with the surrealist structure that its series of hallucinations and reality keeps shifting, motivated by this kind of psychic battles that are happening inside the minds of the two main characters. So the combination of the resources needed to do it, the difficulty of the text, it just didn't happen. But when Beth Schachter, our chair, asked me what I might like to do this year, I had reread Ulysses as a gift to myself when I went on sabbatical about a year ago. I just had the time to devote and remembered what a great and masterful work it is. That put me back in mind of this project, and I felt like we could do it here, and so I put it back out there. You ask about the challenge of the material. I am, at this point, really mostly only interested in doing material that I'm not really sure how to realize. I don't get excited about staging plays that I can see it in my mind ahead of time before they exist. It's the process of confronting the text and enlisting the imaginations of a whole bunch of other people to collectively try to figure out how this text might live in a theatrical context. That's what is most exciting to me at this point. So I decided to take the plunge, and it's been a fantastic journey. We ran the play last night for the first time, the whole thing, and it really does feel like you're in someone's dreamscape, like you kind of go to a different world that has its own rules of time and space that are coherent, but in ways that are not quite articulable. There's this felt unity to it that's not really a rational unity, but is a unity of the unconscious. The play, in this really beautiful way, tantalizes you with a kind of phantasmagoria of imagery and with the tease or the possibility that you can make meaning out of this imagery, and there's enough meaning to be made that I think people will be really grateful to be there and to take the journey. But also, it's elusive, right? As soon as you have a handle on what might be going on, something shifts or morphs or bends, and you have to recalibrate your interpretation of what you're seeing.
So you're not only challenging the actors, you're challenging your own chops. This is something where you've got to put in the sweat equity, too.
Yeah, no, it definitely raises the bar on, can I do this? Fortunately, I have great collaborators. And Joyce was a genius, right? And so it's like working on one of those texts. It's like doing a Shakespeare or a Beckett or a Sophocles, where the more you put into it, the more the text gives back to you, and it's bottomless in that way, right? It never stops revealing itself. One of the things that I knew would be true when we started work is that it's very funny. The linguistic virtuosity and endless wordplay is hugely, hugely entertaining. Those values are definitely present. I knew they would be, and confirms my intuition. The thing that's been surprising to me, and if I were a smarter boy, I might have predicted this, is that it also taps an incredibly deep emotional vein. It's very, very moving. Both Stephen, the young novelist who's based really on Joyce himself, and the main character, Leopold Bloom,
James Peck, professor of theater at Muhlenberg College and director of Ulysses in Nighttown, the Department of Theater's final main stage production this spring. Ulysses in Nighttown plays April 27th through the 30th. Showtimes are Wednesday through Saturday at 8 p.m. For more information, muhlenberg.edu/theater, or the box office number is 484-664-3333. Performances are in the amphitheater of the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY.